Welcome to Geek Girl Soup. I'm Susan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Corey.
We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to eventually get to our movie, River. There was a lot of pop culture this week that happened that we were
consumed.
Yeah. There you go.
We were real consumers. We're always consumers, but you know.
So, but we didn't drink, didn't smoke. What did we do?
Went to Adam Ant and the English Beat. Adam was good. They were both great.
They were.
Yeah. The crowd was totally digging them.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, we had great seats. We were row K center.
Nice.
But all the people in front of us were just like up the whole time and dancing. And,
yeah,
you know, Susan and I would sit, like for English Beat, we didn't stand at all.
Mm-hmm.
And for Adam, I stood more than you did.
Mm-hmm.
But I still sat when it wasn't a song I wanted to dance to. I just can't stand the whole time anymore. If this had been standing room only show, I would not have bought tickets. I'm over that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but it was fun. I wish he had had a horn section, though, because that was a lot of the fun with some of those songs from the 80s. And it would have been cool.
Yeah.
Because not many bands have horn sections now.
No. But he did have two drummers.
Mm-hmm. And that was cool.
Yeah. That was great. Especially and he still has his voice on the whole.
Yes.
He was able to hit the high notes. So I like that.
And there was a thing on the news tonight about Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow is 80 years old and still doing concerts. And we talked about him, too, because, you know, a lot of the people that we saw are like our age or older. And
you called it a seniors concert.
So
No. We're not seniors yet.
It's a middle-aged
Adam
concert.
Isn't even quite the senior. He's 69.
Well, a senior. Because 65 and over is a senior.
Do you want to be a senior when you're 65?
I will be, but
we don't have to be,
you know.
I mean, that's no longer a lifetime away.
I know.
Kelly said that is not a label I accept.
I mean, I'll take the discount, you know.
I mean, we're already going the way of the Golden Girls. So.
Yes.
We just need one more person on the ninth floor.
Yeah. But so then we came up with a few other artists who definitely seniors. And their audience was mostly seniors. So I said Bob Dylan. You said Bruce Springsteen. I mean, I guess, but I feel like he's just still so dynamic. That's one concert I would like to see. I've never seen him.
Yeah,
I think it would just be a good experience.
Barry Manilow is definitely a senior experience.
He always appealed to older people.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's great, though.
Yeah.
I'm not mocking him at all.
He's 80 and still doing this.
Yeah. What else did we consume last week?
With our mouths, with our jaws.
Entertainment, yes.
Entertainment.
Jaws. Yes. On the big screen.
Yes.
I have
medium
not.
Screen.
I had, well, it was big. Enough. I had not seen Jaws on the big screen since 1975, and I was six. So, yeah, this was awesome. We're so stinking good in a theater. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. We saw some things we hadn't seen before because it was, you know, such a large format. like when he's looking through the shark book and he's wearing glasses and it's reflecting on his glasses. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah. And you could actually see more of the book, of course, because it was bigger.
Yeah.
You know, I remember from watching it on my TV or computer. There are scary photos of sharks that he's looking at in those books. They are much clearer in a cinema.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of the directors I follow had been talking about these large screen TVs that were on sale on these sound systems. And we were telling him, like, that doesn't make any difference. Yes, people can have home theaters. But there's nothing like going to the theater itself. Because I went and saw that. I saw Jaws 2 in the movie theater last year. And I swore up and down that they had recut a new version. Because I was like, I've never seen this version. I don't remember this scene. I don't remember this thing being in this movie, but like I went back and watched it later. No, it's all there. We just you can only see so much on your TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Yes. And the during the credits scene, I had seen something along those lines. I'd already always wondered, is that blah blah blah? And now it was confirmed for sure. It was Brody and Hooper kicking their way back to shore, yeah. And then we see them walk on the shore. Thank God. I mean, we already know from Jaws 2 that, yeah. that Brody survived that swim back in.
Yeah.
But, you know, like when they first get on their little floaty thing, you're wondering, or I was wondering, again, even though I knew, but watching it on the big screen, I'm like, how do we know they make it back to shore? Because those dudes killed a large tiger shark out there. So our Jaws, Bruce, was not the only shark in those waters. What if there's another one? What if they survived Bruce but ended up getting it? And Bruce, if y'all don't know, I know y'all do, I mean listeners, is what Spielberg and crew named the mechanical shark. They had several versions of it, but...
Yeah. I mean, Kelly, there are several sequels, and one of them is called Jaws the Revenge.
I know.
So
I've seen them.
Very vengeful about being taken out. One of their family members being taken out. And that particular family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. Coming back to get you.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that theaters are doing like things like this, like replaying all these old movies. Yeah. Like most of them I did not get the chance to see when I was younger. Yeah. So it's so cool.
Susan, what are we seeing this week?
Psycho.
The original Psycho.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, you need to come down here. Can you get a transfer?
So y'all are seeing Psycho this week, and AMC, and I think you said Regal. Mm-hmm. They are releasing the original Alien because it's going to be the 45th anniversary soon. So they're releasing it, and I'm going to go see it, and y'all are going to go see it, too. I'm so excited.
Yeah, my mom and me. Yeah.
Your mom. Yeah.
And I told y'all, I have later in the year on the calendar for the weekend that Alien Romulus comes out to rewatch at least part one, but, you know, as many of the Alien, because 45th anniversary, but just, you know, to watch as many of them as we want for that week and go see it in theaters, obviously. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I wish they would release them all in the theater, because I never saw the original Aliens either. I would love to see those first two movies as a double feature.
Yeah.
They could do a big marathon leading up to it.
That'd be cool.
You know, the previous, however many.
Now, you're saying a marathon. And for me, in the Aliens franchise, the only things that exist for me is Alien and Aliens. Kelly, we've had this talk about Aliens 3. Yeah. Alien Resurrection is passable. That Prometheus... I watched it again. I like
Alien 3.
And I know you did.
I did. That
and I can't get past cool. them. It's cool, but I could never get past them killing off Newt and Hicks. So they lost me from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for 50 years ago.
It's wary owed at this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking up the homework list. So we're doing that. We're recording on August 18th for all the Aliens. And cool. I had them all written out with the dates they came out, but none of them was a 5 or 10 anniversary. So I removed the rest.
Okay, cool.
Oh, and Jaws, this was 49 years since it came out. So next year, they'll have to release it wide for the 50th.
Yeah. And we'll see it That'll on an cool. even bigger screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw it on IMAX last year.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Wow.
That was very cool. I wish I could go, because isn't that a place in Texas where they show it in the water? Like there's a actual
water
like,
park or something?
Yeah, not even a water park. It's a screen at a beach or something. And people sit on the beach and maybe in the waiting area. Like I'm not going past. But like I'll look it up and maybe we can make a trip.
I'm not and doing maybe... that if it's in Galveston or in a lake. I don't put my body in lakes.
If it's Me like either, a swimming
but
pool,
but I sit on the beach.
Swimming pool is good, but no, we don't go in the water in Galveston. Sorry,
but you're not me either.
No,
but you know I don't go anything where I can't see into.
You can't see your feet in an inch of water at Galveston. And there are
it's
sharks.
Not Turks and Caicos.
No.
But I'm saying I don't put my feet in anything. I can't see under.
That means you're not putting your body
so
at
I'm
all.
I'm standing on the beach. I'm standing on the sandy part.
And there are sharks in the stuff. Gulf that come up to Galveston.
Oh, I believe you. Yeah. That's why I'm standing on the beach while everybody else, and not us, is in the water. They're going to get eaten.
Yeah.
That's one bad head, Harry.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's right. Every time those lines came up, like.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
So good.
But I'm going to look at it.
You're going to what?
I'm going to look at it.
Okay. Jaws in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so last night, as of when we're recording this, season 2 of The Jinx came out.
Oh, my gosh.
And my daughter only yesterday evening finished the finale of season 1. And I've been waiting for her to finish because we started watching together and then she had to go home. And so I kept bugging her and she wasn't gonna, like, she'd forgotten about it until I messaged her yesterday. So she watched. And so she texted me and I just picked up the phone and called her. Like, yeah, we have to talk. We're not spoiling anything in this episode right now. We're doing one at the end of the season. So, yeah, if y'all didn't see season 1, and obviously I was late to the game, go watch, pay attention to the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I thought episode 1 of season 2 was really good.
I'll have to watch again. I think we talked about this before. We watched it when it first came out, but that was like a while ago.
Yeah, it was 9 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I definitely needed that refresher. And it was and it was all slowly coming back to me. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Jaw dropping.
Definitely need a follow up.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just angry that it's not all available because I would have binged it all yesterday.
Me too. Yeah, because like, it's on Max, HBO.
Yeah.
So
that's how they keep you coming back.
One every Sunday now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. At 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Because they have that other show with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, right. The Sympathizer. I keep meaning to start that. It's on my list, but I haven't started it yet.
Okay. Is there any other things? I mean, I've already started the homework for next week.
Oh, you?
I should have.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot. May of Thrones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Yep. 2 seasons a week for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We got this.
Y'all can't wait, can you, listeners?
Exciting.
You know you needed 4 podcast episodes on a show that ended 7 years ago, was it? Wait, no. What year did it end?
No.
2019.
How? That was forever ago.
5 years. Oh my gosh, how perfect then. We're doing May of Thrones for the, coincidentally, for the 5th anniversary of the show being done. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And it ended in May.
Yeah.
We did not plan that.
Nope. No, because we had originally planned to do it last year.
Yeah. So. This is better. It got pushed back a year.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Now we can move on to River.
Moving on.
Timey wimey goodness.
Squirrel. Or we could go back to Adam Ant.
And start over.
And we can explain how I got in trouble for going to the concert. Because another friend of ours, Gigi, who was like a big fan of Adam Ant, said, you know, way back in high school that she was married to him and all that. So she didn't even know about the concert. And Kelly, you and I went, and her sister-in-law or stepsister went. And
see, stepsister should have told her.
Yeah, her stepsister went.
No. You were married to him. You should know when your fake husband is in town. Sorry, Gigi, love you.
Good point.
Well, you can go on. She called me out on Facebook about that, so you can put that comment on her post.
I'll do it with a smiley face.
Because you can follow bands or musicians in Ticketmaster, of course.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you'll get alerts.
Mm-hmm.
Or just get on Adam's mailing list. I bet he has one.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Everybody does. Yeah. He has a Facebook page.
Aw.
So, but no horn section.
No, not
on this tour.
He wasn't feeling horny.
I don't know about that.
Some of the audience members in front of us were.
Yes, definitely. Way up there. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There were some horny
acting out the
strip.
Yeah. Yeah. Strip. And what was it? Desperate, Not Serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of lines in that song.
Mm-hmm.
They were acting them out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
For the room. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
No, but the lady in front of me, I was happy that she was enjoying the concert. She was bringing me joy.
Yes. She was mostly into the English beat because she wasn't standing, like she was standing most of the time for them, but not as much for Adam.
Right.
Oh, and you noticed
only the popular songs.
Yeah.
Not the deep cuts.
Right.
She's like, huh?
Right. And you noticed that the people sitting next to me left after the English beat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they didn't come back.
Okay.
So I think they must have been there just for the English beat.
Yeah, that's a lot to spend for like 45 minutes of music.
The tickets were not expensive. And if you adore the English beat,
okay, then it's
and that's
it.
Really all you care about, then yeah, it'd be worth it. River? We ever going to get to River? That's what people
was that 2 minutes?
I don't know. The conversation is flowing, so. So maybe. Okay, River. River is a 2023 film and was directed by Junta Yamaguchi, who also directed Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes that we watched, I think, last year. And this one takes place at the Fujiya Hotel. It's a century-old inn near the historic district of the city of Kyoto. But the hotel's guests and staff suddenly realize they're trapped in a 2-minute time loop. But the hotel's guests and staff suddenly realize they're trapped in a 2-minute time loop.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be caught in a 2-minute time loop or any kind of time loop.
No. And I think knowing that you're in the loop is probably one of the tougher ways to be in it.
Yes.
Because as we saw, they were trying to figure out how it happened, how to get out, how they could change things, if they could change things.
Yeah, if they want to change things. Like, I love that eventual revelation that, oh, well, I don't want to be out of this yet because I have XYZ happening. And I kind of like it here. And the one guy working out his book.
What? Yes. Yes. I need to go around a couple more times and figure out this character.
Oh my gosh. That was fun. Yeah. When they all started speculating, or when she first said, I think I caused this.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people started fessing up. Oh, it may have been me. It may have been me, because they were all wishing or hoping for specific things that they thought could have got them in the loop.
And then when we saw what it really was, it's like,
That was wild.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because who expects that? And I would love her trying to adhere to the directive of not screwing with time, not causing a paradox.
Right.
Like, I can't tell you that. Nope. Sorry.
Yeah. And do you guys remember the other movie, the Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes?
Yeah, with the TVs.
And remember what happened at the end of that one? We had these two, I guess, time cops show up and kind of set things right again. So I imagine that all of this is, you know, it's all the same universe and they're
and these
part
are the
of the same
minutes.
Organization that the woman traveler was in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I have a complaint about it, though. Content in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so far, we're not spoiling too much. We're spoiling gently.
We've spoiled.
Mm. Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of with that last bit. But so can I be explicit about what? Okay. When the weather changed, that was different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was wrong. And that did not fall in line with Groundhog Day. The only time that the weather changed for him, and that set the standard for time loops, right? I mean, we should look up what movies came out before that that had time loops. But that is like the gold standard at this point. Now, I know that Looper it has some differences, but that's actually not looping time. That's actually just playing with time.
But the difference also in Groundhog Day, you know, Bill Murray's character was the only one who knew he was in a time loop.
Right.
And then in this one, everybody
within a certain area.
Yeah, yeah, in the little valley, they know.
Yeah. And that's actually what I enjoyed about like this version of it. It's not just the one person that knows, everybody knows. And so you can't keep a secret from everybody. Yeah. And so like it makes it not be repetitive in everything that they have to do, everything that has to happen.
Yeah. I was thrilled about that.
Yeah.
Because at first, like when it was just the two of them at the very beginning, I was like, oh no, a 2-minute loop with only two people. This is going to bug me. But yeah, it was done really well. But I still disagree with the weather changing several times.
Yeah.
To me, that's a significant change. So that should have meant that time was doing something different.
It's also, you know, a filming thing. They couldn't do anything. I mean, about the
true, since it was real weather.
Yeah.
But there was so much snow on the ground for some of them, and then the snow would go away.
Yeah.
So I feel like they actually did it on purpose.
Yeah, now, I know, again, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And because otherwise it should be like all no snow and then all snow.
Yeah. And like for me, like we're comparing this with Groundhog Day. Like there's no mechanism in Groundhog Day. It's just the day looping. But there's an actual machine that has malfunctioned. And so that's why I was okay with the weather doing what it's doing, because it could also be affecting the weather too.
True.
Okay. And I want to know what's happening in the rest of the world while this is going on here.
Kelly mentioned the infinite 2 minutes. Like, is that related?
Was that right? Right.
Because we saw on the other side of the river, because I was like, oh, they're going to get to the other side of the river and time is fine over there. And the guy came, the hunter came, and things were not fine.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the writer killed himself. Did I die beautifully?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No. Do you think splatting on a sidewalk or concrete or whatever is going to be beautiful?
No.
But I did like that somebody did that, like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Sure.
Oh, two of them did it. Yeah, the hunter as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Hunter did.
It didn't take them very long. Like, it wasn't that many loops before they did. But that's fine. Yeah. Bill Murray, they would show, you know, just a blip of a day and then move on. And I feel like he went through many, many, many days before he resorted to trying to kill himself.
Yeah.
And I like that the hotel workers, they were wondering, how does this affect our pay? Do we need to count how many times we've gone through this and get paid for, you know?
And if they hadn't gotten out of the loop, and so whether these people were aware of it or other people who weren't aware, are they going to be okay never sleeping? Or would they eventually like die from not getting proper nutrition, not getting enough to drink, and never sleeping?
So that was a question I had too, because like we had the guys who were eating the noodles and then the bowl was filled back up. So like you didn't have the food.
Their stomach probably
can eat. Stomachs feel, yeah.
Yeah. But like they're, I feel like their bodies are being reset. It's just their conscious that's in the loop.
Yeah. So I think their bodies will be okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I did wonder about that too. Especially the guy talking about he had to go to bathroom, but he didn't want to.
That was
fun.
And then the guy who was in the hot tub the whole time, turning into a prune.
Yeah.
It's funny. But I wonder if, you know, also in the rest of the world, if this just creates alternate universes, it just creates more and more each time.
No, because she said she did something about not wanting to create a paradox, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what the paradox is. Right.
It's not an alternate timeline. I think paradox and alternate timeline will be different things, you know,
different,
like a parallel timeline, you know, like sliding
doors. The multiverse.
Right. Multiverse.
Yeah.
So just creating more instances of the multiverse every time it goes around.
But if you don't believe that there is always a multiverse, then paradox for you could mean the creation of a second universe.
Y'all are making me want to go back and watch 12 Monkeys, the show again. I love that show.
Time travel is complicated.
It is very
and we have done a whole episode on time travel in a couple of years.
If we do, I would love to do some of 12 Monkeys and Happy Death Day. I don't know if y'all have seen those. Happy Death Day is kind of like, oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
But with death, of course.
I can put it down for 2025.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Already scheduling 2025.
Yes, yeah. Because the calendar for 2024 is currently full. Again, things are changeable, but it is full. Every week there is something scheduled.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have a note here about starting, this is from ages ago, starting the 2026 calendar to add our quinceañera that November. They'll be starting season 16, but, you know, so that will make us 15 years old. So I haven't started that calendar yet, but might need to soon. We plan ahead for the year, maybe not for each individual episode, but for the year we do plan ahead.
Yeah. At least a free-for-all in the episode. That's the best part.
Yeah. For us, I don't know.
You're right.
For our listeners.
Like I said, they keep coming back, right. So they must like it.
And when we get to like weird stuff like this, you know, I'm making my own head hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, why my goodness?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to talk it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we've seen Back to the Future enough. So that could be a yes, I want to, or no, I don't care. But so, yeah, the 12 Monkeys series. You said Happy Death Day. Looper still fascinates me.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross in that one part.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I would like that in there, like, to compare all these different
and time.
We could do that.
That's not a loop.
Blitz
it's
in
not
the kitchen.
I just want to see his... He had the cute butt. You know.
Oh, and then, of course, there's Bill and Ted, but we never know the repercussions of their time traveling. So that one... doesn't really help us.
I definitely recommend this movie to anyone who loves time loop movies.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend this movie to anyone who loves time loop movies.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right now it's for rent or for purchase.
Yeah.
At all your favorite places to rent or purchase.
Yep.
And I think it'll eventually be streaming on Amazon Prime, like the other movie. So you can start with that, Beyond the Infinite 2 minutes.
Very cool.
So speaking of Prime, have you all seen Fallout yet?
No.
Check it out.
Okay. Heard good things.
Yeah. I've heard it's good, yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay. So that so many other things.
Yeah. What? I was saying that and something called Marry My Husband. Like one of my silk curlies. I know it's a Korean drama.
Oh, nice.
Look, Susan said, oh, I understand now. I got you.
Yeah.
There's murder, revenge, and it's just, it's yummy. It's so yummy. It's so good.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, also time travel.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
There was some Korean drama I started watching a couple years ago, and it was about this guy. He goes to like, somehow travels between alternate lives, alternate universes.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched like 2 or 3 episodes, and obviously now I've forgotten what it is, but it'd be interesting to go back to that.
Yeah, for sure.
But being a Korean drama, it's like each episode was like 1 hour and 20 minutes, and there were like way too many of them, so I didn't want to invest in it, even though it was an interesting concept.
Yeah. No, this is 1 hour long, and I think there are only 16 episodes. So it's cool. It's a quick watch.
Yesterday, I watched season 1, May of Thrones, the whole season. So
excellent. Yeah. And these we can put on in the background, essentially. I mean, I want to pay attention, but it doesn't have to be rapt attention like watching them the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's some, at least, Like, I always skip over Theon being tortured.
Oh, yeah.
I just fast forward through that.
Yeah.
Won't do it anymore. Not sure if there are any episodes I'll skip.
Right.
To wait and
see. I don't
know
yet. Right. Well, anyway, that's what we're doing for next week. We're starting that. Starting the May of Thrones. Unless we want to, like, go back in time and re-record this episode.
No. Okay.
With knowledge of what we've already recorded.
But how do our listeners know if we actually did go back and re-record? Or if they're going through the same hour-long episode and looping back, and maybe we've changed it for every loop.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Which
and they're
loop
unaware.
Are you in?
Yeah. But how do our listeners know if we actually did go back and re-record? Test A or test B? C, D, E, F, G, yeah.
So while we figure that out, until then, everybody, geek on. Welcome to Geek Girl Soup. I'm Susan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Court.
We have a lot to talk about today. Until then, everybody, geek on.